could only be tuned to WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks, as always, for listening.
I'm Dana Kaplan, Executive Director of Outright Vermont. Listen to LGBTQ plus youth share what it means to them when they experience a sense of belonging and discover that their identity is a superpower.
I've been changed a lot by being in a community of LGBTQ people. I've also learned how to respect different communities. No matter who we are and what we look like, we are all equal.
Visit OutrightVT.org to learn more about how LGBTQ plus youth find their people to imagine and realize the world they deserve.
Everyone, and welcome to WRUV FM Burlington. My name is DJ Chalk, and you are listening to The Natural Bridge. I hope you're doing, I hope you're having a fabulous Sunday night. I hope the weather's treating you well. I hope the weekend's going well.
It was a good weekend.
Yeah, I'm joined in the station by a couple of people.
I'm Travis.
I'm Joey.
I'm Anna.
So we got a great crew with us in here.
Yeah.
And it's gonna be a great show tonight.
Of course it is.
Hopefully they'll give us some good song recs and it'll be a great set.
Yeah.
But we're gonna start off with our four songs off of WRUV's new music playlist, as usual. So let's get right into it with Changeling by Witch Post.
Changing, but she never cared. Dark so dark.
I was always gonna love you. because it was close to my apartment, so that was just as far as I went. There's nothing special about the place, but the new art to recreate. Just pour some more beer on the carpet and make it close to my apartment. Whoa. Something hard to place. The way the light would hit your features when we were hanging by the bleachers. Your funeral I didn't make, but that ain't what keeps me awake. It's not the money I still owe you, but photographs I'll never show.
That was "I Used to Go to This Bar" by Joyce Manor, "Lonelier in Heaven" by Euler, "Forbidden Fruit" by Emma Cook and Lizzie Ross, and then starting off this set was "Changeling" by Witchpost. We're just going to keep going along with the music, so next up is going to be "Money in Her Pocket" by Hathaway.
So close, so close. From the woods of Glenbower to the river Desor, from the arms of my mother to the land ever pure, all I have to remember is the pride that I felt. Round the park in Canada, where the boys never knelt, they'd go raring and tearing and fighting for love, for the land they called Killa, and the Lord up above, Killa la 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 la, for the green and the white I adore, for the parish to last evermore. 95 came promotion high up on the wing, and no one up to senior. What a beautiful thing. In the darkest of hours, in the depths of despair, let the killer boys roar for to rattle the air. They'd go raring and tearing and fighting for love, for the land they called killer, and the Lord up above, killa la 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 la, for the green and the white I adore, for the parish to last evermore. Killa la 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 la. For the parish to last evermore. When my time's at an ending, when my days are no more, bury me with my hurley by the river Desaule.
That was Killa by Kinfisher, Nova Scotia 500 by Boy Scouts, Cut Your Bains by Radiator Hospital, Only Heather by Wild Nothing, and then starting off our set of five songs was Money in Her Pocket, Raw Edition by Halfway.
This Jamal's chicken is so good. You know I'm spending points on this, right?
Yeah, that tastes really good.
I love Jamal's chicken. Thank you, Jamal.
Can you just feel all the flavors flowing through your mouth?
It's nice and salty. It's good. It's tender. It's a tender. It's
tender. A quick bit of ASMR to grace the ears, accompanying the music. Shout out Jamal's Chicken.
Shout out Jamal's Chicken. Shout out Meal Swipes. Shout out Meal Points. Shout out Retail. Shout out Chicken. Shout out Canola Oil.
What happened with canola oil?
That's how you fry your chicken. Where you get some of that good Crisco. You get some of that good grease.
If
you can tell that it's fried in canola.
It's crispy.
It's good?
It's crispy. It's good. It's good. It's good stuff. It's good stuff.
Can you, like, you know how when people, like, drink wine and they can taste where it's from?
It has an oaky afterbirth.
No, but you know how, like, people, like, really good wine tasters.
Yeah, this chicken was born.
What's the top note?
The top note is definitely oaky. It's definitely oaky, a little bit fruity.
What about, like, the base?
The base, I'm getting kind floral. Yeah, a little floral base. This chicken was a big chicken. It was a big chicken. This is a big chicken, came from a big farm.
Okay.
I'm getting hints of. Let me think about this. Yeah, this chicken was raised in Iowa.
Okay.
Really?
And it was, I think, wait, I could be wrong. If the year is 2026 on the chicken, it could be. It could have been manufactured. It could have been butchered in. It could have been butchered actually right here in Vermont. I'm getting
oh.
some.
Oh,
where is it? Where is the package? So oh, yeah, 2026.
A trans-state chicken.
Yes, an interstate chicken. Yes.
Wow, that's
so
that's
they brought
crazy.
It to Vermont before it was
before it was
dispatched.
Butchered. Yes, first class flight.
Interesting.
Oh, you know it was a first class flight.
That's where the Oki afterbirth comes in.
Oh,
yes.
Wait, that makes so much more sense.
Yes, that's it.
Wait, what about the flowers? Do you know
the floweriness? That's more of an Iowa thing. They have very like because of like the eutrophication of the watershed.
Right.
There's a lot of nutrients in the waters there.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Because their land use has shifted so drastically towards agricultural uses. That's just you can kind of get it from like the grains that.
No,
chicken were
I think that's I think I actually learned about that in my property and land use class that I'm
yeah.
taking. I
yeah.
think I actually learned about that.
Yeah.
So I think moral of the story.
Moral of the
if you could use this chicken as cologne, would you use it?
I think so. I think I'd use it as a cologne.
Okay.
I mean, I kind of just.
Where was this potato grown?
He's tasting French fries. By the way.
This potato was.
I mean, you gotta say it. It's not definitely not Idaho.
Definitely not Idaho. Definitely.
Jamal's would not use a mass-produced potato.
No, this was grown. this potato was grown in Kilmac Thomas, Ireland.
Oh, Ireland. Wait, mm-hmm. That's crazy because we just played an Irish song.
Really?
Yeah. It talked
God,
about
God bless the IRA.
Talked about a bunch of Irish places. I don't know if. The IRA, as in the...
Irish Republican Army.
Okay.
We have to read that.
No, I think as in the Intercontinental Rest Association.
I'm not sure about that
Because we're all about sleep. Because we're all about sleeping.
We are all about sleep, guys. Make sure you get your 8 hours every night. It's really important. You know, one of my great teachers, Mr. McGuigan, once said that getting less than 4 hours of sleep in a night can be akin to can have the same effects on your brain as getting a minor head injury, which over time, you know, that can build up, you know.
Well, have you ever heard of sleep inertia?
I have.
Yeah.
I have.
So also don't sleep too much.
Don't sleep
it
too
could
much.
Be just as bad.
Wow.
Yeah, also yeah. That's all I had to say.
Wow. That's really powerful.
I know.
I think that's
the other memorial of the story is that 70 billion chickens get killed every year.
Is that a fact?
That's a fact.
Oh, and it's actually enough.
Can we fact check that?
It's actually enough to wrap the world like a lot of times.
Many times. You
many
could,
times.
If you put the chicken side to side, you could wrap around the world many times. Many times.
Like actually, like 50 times or something.
When did we figure this out?
It was on the way back from a Greek peak.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's actually 75 billion.
75 billion. Wow, our consumption is going up, guys.
How many more times around the Earth is that? Just
it's like a
billion?
Lot.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
We'll get. I mean. We could want to figure it out.
Can we? Can
well,
we all?
Let's put it to music. We'll figure.
Yeah,
it out.
Let's put some music. We're gonna calculate all right,
so
how many chickens it takes to wrap around the earth one time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So we're gonna go to music, and when we return, we're gonna find out how many times the number of chickens who get slaughtered in a year.
We're gonna do some research.
Can wrap around the world. But before we do that, let's get a moment of silence for our chickens. All right. Thank you. And now we're gonna. Go back to our music. So this is Talk to Me by 54 Ultra. Thank you. You just heard When Sunday Comes Around by Marlon Funaki. And then before that was Talk to Me by 54 Ultra. Great song. Yeah.
We have an answer.
So what we were talking about before the song was we were discussing how about 75 billion chickens are killed per year for, you know, eating purposes.
Yeah.
And we were wondering, how many times could 75 billion chickens wrap around the Earth?
How many times would you think, Joey? Like, initially, how many
so
times?
So, if I had to guess,
yeah,
you know, I didn't know how the circumference of the Earth.
Yeah.
So, I probably would have guessed 400 or 500.
Yeah.
And I think that's a solid guess.
My guess would be 951 times around, like, about, like, around there. 951
yeah.
times.
And it's crazy because that guess is correct.
Really? 951 times around the Earth?
Yep. So,
wait, let me think about this. Let me just do the math real quick.
So if you put all those rows next to each other,
that would be a ring about the width of 6 football fields.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Correct.
Around the Earth.
Yep.
6 football fields. Just a ring, six, you know, that's... Is that right? Yeah, my math, I think, is
we did this all in our heads.
I did this all in my head.
But it's a fact.
It's a fact. This is true.
But, yeah.
Wow.
The moral of the story is they kill a lot of chickens.
We eat a lot of chicken, guys.
Wow.
Isn't that a lot of chicken?
That, yeah, that's insane. Also a little morbid, you know, especially for any chickens listening. I apologize for what...
Sorry,
what
guys. I know this is a sore subject for you guys.
Wow.
It's important information to get out there.
Of course.
Yeah, people gotta know what we do to chickens. I think there's a lot of justice that can be put out there.
And it really
a lot
just,
of
it becomes
but
a
this,
philosophical question.
This Jamal's chicken tender is so good, though.
To eat or to not be eaten, I think is...
To eat or not to eat? Or
to be
to
eaten
or
not to be eaten?
Not to be eaten, I think, is the real question.
Do you guys know about Darwin?
Of course I know about Darwin.
But...
He loved chicken.
Yeah, but before we let you sit on that info with some more music, we have another quick message for you here from our DJs here at WLUV.
We have a little PSA about being nice to your roommates. Refill the Brita. You just finished a cool glass of filtered water and are feeling refreshed and hydrated. But before you walk away, turn around and refill that Brita. Just imagine your disappointment your roommates will feel when they go for a cup of water and are met with just a few drops. Don't make them drink from the tap. Do the right thing. Make it a habit every time you take from the Brita to give to the Brita. Refilling the Brita just takes a few moments of your time but will improve the lives of everyone in your shared space. It's these small acts of etiquette that make dorms and apartments run smoother for everyone. Be the nice roommate, refill the Brita. This message is brought to you by your hydrated DJs here at 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington.
Thank you, Anna.
Yeah. No problem. Yeah. Stay hydrated. Communicate with your roommates. Be nice to your roommates. Be respectful. Be considerate.
Yeah. Oh, I love
great,
my roommate.
Great
I love
advice.
My roommate. I have a great roommate.
Travis doesn't have a roommate.
He has himself.
I don't have a roommate, guys. I'm sorry.
He does have his own bathroom, though.
Yeah. I mean, to most, their own bathroom in the dorm would be an almost fantasy by Fog Lake.
But for me, it's reality because I live like Rick Ross.
Bro, you ruined my transition. Next up is Almost Fantasy by Fog Lake. Thank you.
Yeah.
That was Moonplate by, they have an English name that I actually forgot. They're a Chinese band, and their name is in Chinese.
Default?
Yes, it's Default. Wait, how'd you know that? Wait. Yeah, it's Default.
In Chinese?
Before that was Forever by Night Tapes. After that was Forever Lover by Chinese American Bear. And then starting us off was Almost Fantasy by Fog Lake.
I just have a quick question for everyone here. What is everyone's craziest dining hall experience?
What's yours?
Probably when like a food fight broke out.
Really?
Yeah.
What about you?
I don't know.
You don't have one?
What about you?
I'm trying to think.
It was a dark and stormy night.
Which dining hall was it?
Central.
No, Grumble.
Classic.
The street smelled of blood. I walked downstairs. I was feeling hungry. I walked downstairs and then I see Joey walking by.
I remember this.
And this was like 2-3 weeks ago.
Yeah, that fateful night.
And there was somebody walking behind you, and I said, like, Joey, who is that? And we turned around, and it was like a snail. And you said, oh, I can't let it touch me. And then what happened? Like, the snail couldn't touch you, right? You get $1 billion, right?
But yeah, so long ago I did take the, the deal where you get $1 billion up front, but there's a snail, and it just follows you your whole life.
And if it touches you,
if it touches you, you die.
And then what did I do? I saw the snail and said, Joey, look, run. And he didn't actually have to run because it's a snail. It goes like regular snail pace. But he just like walked away from the snail. And then we walked into the dining hall, and there was a big snake. There's a big snake in the dining hall, and It was a big snake. I think it was a boa constrictor.
Yeah. Eddie was there, too.
Eddie was there. Yeah. So Eddie was there as well. And then it tried to start to constrict him. And then
You know Eddie.
Well, we all know Eddie.
And before this, it had constricted, 27 people.
Yeah, it killed a bunch of people.
They were just, like...
In CCRH dining
massacre.
Hall.
It was UVM swept this under the rug, by the way.
Bodies, this is, yes, bodies the everywhere. University of Vermont swept this under the rug. This boa constrictor killed 20 people in they're trying to do some experimental, goulash with boa constrictors.
they're trying to make
some weird like curry stew kind of thing with boa constrictor.
Boa constrictor risotto.
Highly illegal.
Oh,
by
it
way.
Was boa constrictor risotto.
Yes. Yeah. Highly illegal, by the way. University of Vermont.
Highly delicious.
University of Vermont does not want you to know that they're doing an illegal meat trade, an illegal exotic meat trade.
Well, bro, how do you think they're getting all these chicken thighs?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh my god.
It's boa constrictor. anyway, Eddie. He's having none of this.
Eddie's a big guy.
Eddie's a big guy. He's a strong guy.
Like six seven.
He's handsome guy.
Six seven, handsome guy. 450.
450. Handsome guy.
Big guy.
Long hair. Black belt in jiu-jitsu.
That's true.
So he saw the boa constrictor and he said, "I've played these games before." And he basically
used to be a snake
shot
hunter.
A single leg. So he basically
he grabbed it by the head. That's
he grabbed
what he's supposed to do.
He grabbed the boa constrictor by the head.
And the boa constrictor, it actually mistook Eddie's arm for his torso, just because of how
so
big
it wraps
his arm
around
is.
His arm.
So yeah, just
it wrapped around his arm,
thinking it was killing him.
And Eddie just flexed his arm, and the boa constrictor exploded.
Yeah.
Exploded. And then what Eddie did was he took the fang of the boa constrictor and he shotgunned a beer with it.
Wow. And that was his third
beer.
So
and that was his third beer.
So he turned into
a monster.
Absolutely. Wow. You know when you're taking a video of an animal at night and his eyes glow?
Yes.
That happens to Eddie after he has three beers.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't want to be in the same room as him actually.
Wait, and did he say I've played these games before because he's hunted snakes before?
No, because he's a jiu-jitsu guy.
Oh.
So he understands the
snake. But he does
way.
Jiu-jitsu with snakes.
He does jiu-jitsu, yes. Oh. Eddie also does jiu-jitsu with snakes. I think he's taken four snakes at a time and beaten them all.
Were they all boa constrictors, though?
I think so. Mm. I think one of them was a python.
Or perhaps they were a youth boa constrictor.
Yeah, I don't think... Yeah, he's working towards the V4, the Viper 4.
Did you guys ever watch Ninjago?
Like a Ninjago?
Yes. As a kid?
Of course I did. Of course
yeah.
I did.
You know how they used to... Like, one of the seasons, like fought snakes?
Maybe. I don't
Do you remember
that.
You don't remember that?
I might remember that.
Oh. Maybe Eddie hit one of those moves, like a spin jitsu.
Yeah, I love spin jitsu, bro. Back in the day during rec soccer in like first grade, I would go out onto the soccer field and I wouldn't go anywhere near the ball. I would just spin my arms around and hit as many people as I could. Because I thought I was in like a Ninjago. True story, by the way. This was at...
I mean, these are all true,
Mott,
so like,
this
of
was
course
at Mott Road, Mott Road Elementary School, Manlius, New York.
Okay, you don't...
So that's actually true.
That is a true story.
I believe it.
I just went around in a circle and just hit as many people as I could. I was an angry youth, and then I went to Tibet and I learned peace. I learned inner peace in Tibet.
Wow.
Yeah. Tibet's not a country anymore.
I don't think it ever was. Yeah. No. Also, well, where's close to Tibet? Isn't Mongolia pretty close to Tibet?
For some reason I feel like it's Nepal.
Oh no! Well, oh,
yeah,
that
so,
is true.
Yeah. So next summer.
No, but yeah. I mean, it's pretty crazy what happened to Eddie.
Yeah, bro.
Oh yeah, we
Eddie's
got
a survivor.
He's just he's a unit for that. I had no idea.
Yeah. Do you know what we're doing? Do you guys know what we're doing? Do you guys know what we're doing next summer?
What are we doing?
Not this summer, but the summer after. We're going to Mongolia, and we're gonna go horse hunting. We're gonna eat wild horse. And we're gonna listen to the music in Mongolia. They have a very distinct throat singing culture in Mongolia.
And yeah, they have a very distinct sound in there. It's that was How the Shadow Clears, How the Shadow is Clear by Odupal Vladimir Un. And yeah, unfortunately, that's going to do it for tonight's show. But I hope you enjoyed a lot. I hope you had a great time listening.
I did.
Thank you. And yeah. So
it's been a good night. I've been Travis Danger Money the Truth Green. Joey Clark.
Anna Blanca.
From Cuba.
Some call me the Cuban Missile.
And
some call me Havana Anna.
And my name is DJ Chalk. This was The Natural Bridge. And from everyone here at WOUV FM Burlington, I wish you sweet dreams.
Power and respect, power, money, death. Shuffle through the tower, moments flex. Morals you neglect, watch them fall. Peep and play it cool like I'm a fly on the wall. Watching how these fly, but I can't call it anyway. The tides will turn out any day. Stack my cheddar for the spread in case these crackers wanna play. I ain't been the one since the one met the one. Now they two with it, you get it. Act dumb and I take your little ass to school with it. How fitting, you ain't tough as you say you is. You scared and I know you is. Call me Tina, I score the biz. We ain't done till I say we is. All these labels is bull. All your heroes ain't bowed. Government don't give it. It's a recession, they don't say it, but I know it is. This depression, I don't say it, but I know it is. Confessions of a real and make a feel real sick. When situations get real thick and all my is real piss. It's never a pot to put it in. The pockets is always paper thin. It's already hell we living in. The fuckers we talking about some sin. Shame, shame, shame. What are you afraid of? Huh, huh. What are you afraid of? What are you afraid of?
Time will